Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Hello, it's Chris for the Salvos. I was reading how the convenience and simplicity of email has eroded our face-to-face conversation skills, it says. It also fosters an always-on mentality and a need to reply at the earliest opportunity. I know people like that. I used to be like that. And it used to make me depressed when I didn't get any emails or texts until I became aware of what was actually happening to me and I took control. The article also adds how the instant nature of email has added to the ever-increasing pace of life. And with messages now reaching us wherever we are, thanks to our mobile phones and tablet devices, it can be harder than ever to actually switch off. And you see that, don't you? You go out with a potential date to have a coffee with her, and she's on the phone while you're sitting at the table. Or you go out with your friends and they're on their phone when they're supposed to be hanging out with you. It's hard to switch off, isn't it? But of course, it would be difficult to claim that the downside of email outweighs the benefits. A very, very handy way of communicating. For those who are struggling with life, one way that God talks to us is when we read the Bible. And I love in Isaiah 41 where he said to his people, "Do not be afraid because I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you."